No rest of the worry. Fantasy fishing events just keep on coming. And this week, we have the Major League Fishing Tackle Warehouse Pro Invitationals on Lake of the Ozarks. Let's talk about what stage the lake's going to be in, and let's talk about some smart picks to get you in the hunt to win some Super K jigs, gift cards, as well as some prizes like rods and reels from Tackle Warehouse, and keep you in the hunt for the year-end prize. Coming off the heels of both Santee Cooper and Murray Elites, plus the heavy hitters, it's just been nonstop fantasy fishing action here in April. So let's get into it. Let's take a look at Omnia Fishing's lake report here. That'll give us some insight on what the fish are doing here. I think it'll be pretty helpful. So looking at Lake of the Ozarks, up at the top here, reporting 66 degree water, but the actual data for surface temp here is actually showing a lot of high 40s, mid 50s, low 50s. So I'm thinking maybe they were warmer and now they maybe have cooled off due to a large cold front here. But you can get a little closer here. You can see a lot of variance here. So that makes me wonder, maybe we'll see some spawning fish, maybe some pre-spawn. Looking at some recent fishing reports from just a few days ago, reporting 60 degree water. So that maybe lends me to believe a little bit closer to the spawn. I think we'll probably see some pre-spawn and spawn. Reporting Chapo top water, fished in relatively into pockets and secondary points. That kind of maybe says spawn / staging fish. James Dill Guide Service, shaky heads. That kind of says spawn, pre-spawn, and some top water, 48 foot around spawning pockets. And then just 2 weeks ago, basically said the bite was really tough after a cold front, and it wasn't until they picked up a jerk bait and the bite came alive. So I think that's some interesting insight to help us pick our teams. Looking at the 10-day forecast here, they've got relatively warm weather. So this should push things much closer to the spawn. They're going to get decent weather, some showers, some thunderstorms. But makes me think you can lean pre-spawn, spawn. Should be a nice combo for this event. Also thinking about the AOI leaders. These are people that are halfway through the season now. Who is in contention to make that top eight to move on to the BPT? Guys like Ron Nelson, Matt Steffen, Colby Schrumpf, etc. are in good position to make that. So they need to fish to do well and fish not to bomb. So there's added pressure on them, but there's also added incentive to do well. Guys like Michael Neal and Dakota Ebert already in the BPT. Looking at the leaderboard, had a good stop at Eufaula. Overall, 400th in the league, about 200 pounds back in the Beat Hellebass League, which you can click the codes or find the codes down below in the description and the pinned comment. We'll tell you how to get it. I'm actually sitting, doing a little better here. 43rd, also about the same back. Casey Kamisic in the hunt for the Super K Jigs gift cards. So join the group. You still have a chance. The overall winners in each of these games will get a gift card for Super K Jigs. And if you can't wait that long and you want to get your hands on some Made in the USA hand tied in Wisconsin custom swim jigs and other jigs, link down in the description to superkjigs.com. Plus, you can use this code right here, Hellebass15, and score a nice deal and support the channel and a good local company in Wisconsin. Getting on to the picks. You have until the morning of May 4th, so may the 4th be with you, to get your picks in. I'm going Michael Neal here. I think he's going to be really strong on the Ozark Lakes. He's a really talented angler. He's probably going to contend for AOI, doing well both in the BPT and in the Invitationals. Connor Cunningham, kind of a local, got that advantage. Kyle Cordiana, he's an Ozarks person. Mike McClellan has been very strong on lakes like Table Rock and Ozarks. If there's a jerkbait bite to be found, McClellan should be strong, as well as Jeremy Lawyer, an Ozark specialist, somebody that can be very good here. Group B, Ron Nelson, your AOI leader. Hard to not pick him. He's fishing really well this year. Michael Harlan also in the mix. Jeff Reynolds, Oki, knows a lot about the Ozarks. Expect him to do well. John Cox, if there's a spawn bite, I like my chances for John Cox. And then Dylan Hayes, also an Arkansas person that knows the Ozarks, and I expect them to catch some good fish this week. Tiebreaker, best five, final day, 18 pounds, 4 ounces, kind of where I'm going. So overall, consider anglers that are kind of that pre-spawn, into spawn, Ozark type fishermen. Those are the ones that are going to carry you to the prizes this week.